It's 5 o'clock. I'm going to call to order the Prudential Committee meeting of June 23rd, 2014. Could the members please state their names?
Laurie Hadley.
Marge Wallace.
Mr. Daly.
I'm not a member, but my name is Michael Daly.
Thanks. Okay. Next order of business is a public comment. I would ask the commenters to limit their time to 3 minutes. Is there any public comment this evening? Is anyone recording?
Good evening. Amy Cates, I'm recording. Prudential Committee meeting June 23rd, 2014, public comments. I'm still not sure I understand how the Attorney General's office could give you folks advice about holding these executive sessions, since the taxpayers are neither aware of the discussion nor have they approved any funds. It would be helpful for me to understand who at the Attorney General's office you had spoken to, since I've placed a call to the Attorney General's office as well. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Any response to public comment? Public comment is closed. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. Mrs. Hadley and I need to approve the minutes of the Prudential Committee meeting of May 19th, 2014.
Yes, I don't have them with me, but I have read them and I saw nothing in, that I would change.
Thank you. So, a motion to approve.
I make a motion we approve the minutes.
Second. Aye.
Aye.
I'm just going to do the other minutes. Have you read the minutes from the 19th?
I have.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of 6-2-14, 6-5-14, and 6-9-14. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. This is the amended item. I need a motion to reappoint Mr. Charles Eager as the district clerk.
I make a motion, Laurie Hadley, I make a motion that we appoint Charles Eager district clerk for the next 3 years.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Freedom Hall. They're revising the drawings for the air conditioning and heating system, and I hope to have those available by the 1st of July so that we can go out to bid. The front door. So I have I've gotten a bid for replacing the handicap hardware on the front door from Door Concepts in Londonderry, New Hampshire. They have an office in Quincy also. And it's in two parts. One part is for the actual mechanism that operates the open and closing of the door, which is the one that the gears are all falling apart in. And that, for just the mechanism, those two mechanisms, the cost for that installed is $2,770. The second part of the bid is to replace the crash bars so that they are easier to lock down and easier for people to operate. Replacing that would also include exterior trim handles, a new threshold for lower rods of exit devices, a cylinder for the new exit device and active door leaf, 4 dress plates for existing holes in wooden doors, and a lower door sweep for the new threshold, which, as you may or may not be aware of now, you can see daylight coming in underneath that door. The finishes for both these products would be dark browns, darker bronze, and that cost for that part is $3,575 for a total of $6,345. Now I've looked to see if I could find another supplier. And do you know what ThomasNet is? ThomasNet is where you can go to look up listings of businesses for anything that you can possibly imagine. ThomasNet used to take up an entire shelf in the library of their books. So I went to ThomasNet and looked to see if I could find anybody else who does this work within 100 miles of us, and I couldn't. This company is presently doing Heritage Plantation, and they're doing work at the new emergency room at Cape Cod Hospital, and they're also doing work at the Falmouth Hospital. And I realize it's over the $5,000 limit that we're supposed to get competitive bids on, so I'm going to be, I guess I'll talk to the people at the county, Elaine Davis,
yeah,
and, you know, see if there's a geographical exception so that we can go ahead and get this fixed.
There's no geographical exception. You just need to go out and get two non-bidders to go with the one quote you have. So Ray Sprinkle, anybody else who is qualified to do the work, if they don't want to do it, they bid no, that counts. But you've got to get three quotes.
But there is... Okay.
The auditors will be here on Tuesday, but the bottom line is you got to prove that you tried to get three quotes. Two non-responses is the equivalent of this quote and two non-responses. But they got to be non-responsive, or I can't do it, or I don't want to do it.
Okay.
So any business locally or anywhere else you want to go, you can give them that same quote. If they can't do it, or they say, we're not going to bid it, then it's a non-responsive.
Okay. Do I need it in writing? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
You wanted to, before we talk about it, I just wanted to add one other thing. I was down at Granite City getting a replacement for the light bulbs. Mm-hmm. And when I was down there, they told me about this General Electric upgrade lighting program, which they'll provide you various sizes of light bulbs and fluorescent bulbs for municipal governments for free. So I've ordered some light bulbs for the hall.
Very good. I'm all for free.
And so did you want to talk about uses and fees?
Yes, I did. When we set the fees last year, we said we would review them in a year and see if we wanted to make any changes. I think what we're doing is no fee for nonprofits, which includes the church, who, however, do make a donation every month of, I believe it's $200 that they give us. Something like that. You're kidding. Great. And $50 for Cotuit residents who wanted to use the hall for any kind of a function. And $100 for anyone who is using the hall for profit making. And are we comfortable with that, or do we want to raise them?
So the $50, I thought, so those are for Cotuit residents, right?
And that's the plot. We've had a wedding reception. We've had a birthday party. We've had a high school reunion. We've had a lot of things like that.
I don't know. I think for nonprofits or for commercial enterprises, we probably should have another fee level. I mean, so were the people that we were charging, what were we charging the people that were doing the yard sales?
We charged them $100 a day.
Oh, okay. Well, since we're not going to be...
Well, that's the next thing. Are we going to let them continue to use it?
My personal vote would be no. It's too hard on the building. We had one user who was very careful, and I didn't see any problems. We have somebody else who's been using it, and there have been persistent problems. And that user has been spoken to, I believe, multiple times, and it seemed to have fallen on deaf ears.
Yeah, well, I think the problem is that they hire people to move things in and out, and the people don't get the message that they're doing the
actual
work.
Well, they're not supervised.
Yeah.
Any comments? Any comments?
Would you consider it, Fran, if we charge them a lot more for it to cover the cost of repairing the building?
Well, yeah, I would consider it if we charged more, but, you know, we need to, you know, there's been glass in, on the floor in here, there's been glass outside, you know, they need to, you know, the other person who used it was here supervising the people who were moving.
Right.
Actually, we've had three different outfits do it. Carrie Elmer, I guess Carrie never got to use it, yeah.
No, just the two. And the other one, I've been here when they've been moving stuff out, and there's none of the owners are here to supervise.
Correct.
So if they aren't, you know, I mean, they want to be here the entire time it's being moved, that's fine.
Well,
but
I think we have to either bar one, allow all, or bar all. I don't think we can just bar one.
No, I don't. You know.
Well, so we can vote not to hold yard sales here, which is unfortunate because it does bring in more money than anything else we do.
I'm not sure why we should penalize all yard sales because of one careless vendor. It's not as if we haven't given them many opportunities to fix it. And I hear you, Laurie, but if somebody comes in and they're responsible, why not let them, you know, why shouldn't we get the income from it?
You can take a security deposit, hold the check. If they clear out clean, give it back to them and never use the books. That's the way most people do that. Same with big deposits. But
yeah,
if you have a culprit who needs to be trained, then the way to train them would be to use a security deposit.
So I'd be willing to try that with the proviso that the operator stays here when stuff is moved in and out and supervises.
Okay, and this, what do you think is this a large enough fee? $500? $1,000?
$500.
Reasonable. To try.
And we do have a provision in the agreement for a security deposit. I've just never enforced it.
Okay. So the next business is the treasurer's report.
The traditional report goes from year to year to year. Fiscal 13 is still an audit. That should be coming through clean very shortly. Fiscal 14, I'll give you a typical statement through pretty much last week. But what I'm also going to do is give you this work paper, which is the same report, only more like we give to the auditors of the Commonwealth and to the taxpayers at the end of the year. Because what I would like to do is talk about 14-year-end adjustments. Everything is in good shape, fair to say. Fire and Water Department have indicated no concerns for their year-end budget. The first one I'd like to go through with you is on the second page. And it is Freedom Hall. Freedom Hall needs the first year we ever did an appropriation by the district at the district meeting for a salaried employee was during the 13 meeting for the 14 year. And as it's turned out, that fellow has incurred slightly more than the budget. So we need to do a reserve fund transfer of $425.
Mm-hmm. Third. Mine's on the third.
Or maybe third. Okay. So third page. The Freedom Hall budget. All right. So I would like to have somebody make a motion to transfer $425 from the reserve fund to the salary and wage line. Historically, you voted this as one big lump sum, and then the bylaw requires, so we took a stab at what a first full year would look like when we did the budget, and it's emergency and unforeseen in that it was the first year of trying to manage the building. I've demonstrated it to you in such a way that we have one payroll left. He works on Tuesdays, I believe, Tuesday. So we have his payroll through tomorrow, which will be on this week's payroll warrant. And so that 200 that shows incumbent in my spreadsheet is how I'm proving that if you give us a 425 transfer, that budget will be in perfect balance at the end of the year. So that 200 is left to go. If you do not vote a transfer, then he will not get paid this week.
So I have a motion to transfer $425 from the reserve fund to the salary account under Freedom Hall.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now, the rest of that budget, I just wanted to take a good look with you. I'm pretty confident that, as it's showing right now, we have some ups and downs, but the big down is offset by the big up at the moment, so buildings has a fairly good turn back in it. The other way around. And then the alarm services also, that building line is six to the bad. The next one down is, oil and gas is the bad one. The next one down is the building maintenance. And of the 55, you spent the 21. Mm-hmm. There isn't much left to go between now and the end of the month. So unless you've got something queued up that we're not aware of, this budget's pretty much fait accompli. So that'll turn back to 34. And then the alarm you knew was running deficit because you spent quite a bit of money on the alarm system this year. You had an $800 budget and you spent $3,900.
How could we have spent $3,900 on the alarm company?
I don't know. We paid something that got charged.
Hold on.
Let's see the question. Nemec was paid $3,506 on 7/16. It was paid $90 in December, January. It was paid $330. So the $3,506 payment on Prudential Committee warrant number one is a charge that was $3,500. I don't know what it was for.
Oh, that was for the installation of the system.
All right. So that's in this year's budget.
Okay.
So that expense is offset by that big savings up at the top. So I'm not proposing we do a reserve fund transfer to zero out all the negativity on the right-hand side.
Going forward, except if there's repairs needed for the smoke detector system, it should only be $300 a year.
I think we budgeted accordingly for 15, but we're not talking about 15. We're talking about 14. So 14, you have exceeded your budget on the alarm, whereas you have not exceeded the budget on the building, which is about a net. Everything else seems to be okay. The insurance, I believe, I haven't audited, the 13 audit is in play. The annual cost for insurance is in excess of $800. And they try to invoice partial payments. So I'm believing that what may have happened was we have a July 1 due date, and we have a July 1 warrant in the queue that will pay the entire premium on the 1st of July. And we're adequately budgeting 15. So I have a suspicion that there was a payment made in 13 that was the first quarterly payment of 14. So I think we're going to have that relief of $2,300 this year because I think the other charge got buried in last year's.
Okay.
So I don't expect any more insurance. I know we paid. I know we're going to pay a lump sum $8,200 come July 1 on 15. So you also have that. So I think other than the salary line, which is a segregated line, I think the lower end of the budget is fine. There's some highs and lows, but I think it's going to close up fine. And then we'll worry about encumbering and continuing appropriations. They're not all in my model yet. I've got it working and proved that it's tying out. But for instance, whether or not we carry over the 19,334.61, that hasn't been touched, or the water and mold remediation. There's a discussion we can have in the July meeting. But I'm going to want, before the end of July, whatever you want carried forward. Otherwise, we're going to close them down.
Okay.
All right, so that budget we've taken care of. The only other budget that needs some attention is the finance department, and that's on page one. And again, the salary line is fine. We have ample funds on the salary. We'll be turning back something north of $6,000, probably close to the $6,500. And I've pretty much cranked through this on the encumbrance column. All the bills, I think, will continue to pay through the back end of the year. So we still have all the elected officials to pay. We still have a couple of employee pays. We have the clerk to pay. And I'm assuming that your appointment goes with the status quo clerk salary. Okay. So we're good for fiscal 15 with the 25 we budgeted, and we're good with that line this year. When you get into the expenses, and again, the expenses are up and down, I'm waiting for an invoice from your legal counsel. And I've estimated that's going to be upwards of $2,500. He did the district meeting. He's been doing some attorney general stuff. So I'm just guessing that he's going to hit us with something. And I believe he's $250 an hour. So I'm figuring about 10 hours will come in. And it would be helpful if any of you are in touch with him to let him know that we want our bill.
Okay.
You do?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, then, all right, well, please get that to us so we can process that on the warrant. Thank you. Do you know what it is? Okay. That one is fine. The contract with the audit firm, they've actually started the 14 audit. They do some field testing with them, when they're doing the finish-up on the prior year. So we've already paid them $750 on the 14 audit. And they'll be doing field testing on that while they're finishing up the 13 audit as well. They'll be on the 15, as a matter of fact, so some field testing. So that line is okay. I fully encumbered the line item. I can't recall if they wanted the whole 12.5 or if it's slightly less, but we'll encumber that. You've done two amendments to our contracts, which can be handled pretty much within the budget. The two lines that are most in need of attention, that were the most emergency and unforeseen, was the banking fees, and I'm looking for a reserve fund transfer to compensate. We had a $500 budget, and our expenditures year-to-date are at $2,227. So $1,775, and if I budget an estimate of another $50 through the back end of the year, we should be fine with that transfer. That'll get us just about to where we are right now, plus the $50. And if you want to do them one at a time, we can do that, and then we'll cover the second one.
Okay. I'll make a motion to transfer from the reserve $1,775 to cover the bank fees.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Everything else, as you see, is modest ups and downs, nothing of critical nature there. The real kick in the pants this year for this budget was the unemployment insurance. And I'm looking for a transfer of $27,500. We originally budgeted $6,200. We knew when we put this budget together at the district meeting last year that we had some modest costs going on, and it was uncertain as to what was going to happen. We clearly did not know we were going to be swapping out assistant treasurers or whatever you want to call that position, which resulted in an unemployment insurance hit. We also had a series of firefighter unemployments and a fire department clerical unemployment charge that flowed through the year. And we're still currently paying at least the cost of two of those benefits. So as you'll see, I have a bill in hand that'll hit the next warrant for $28.50. And I budgeted another $3,000 because I don't think there's going to be any change, but just to be safe, I threw $3,000 in there. So when I budget the $58.50 for the May invoice and the June invoice, I'm showing that our total expense this year is going to be about $33,006 and change. And we budgeted $6,200. So if we transfer $27,500, that'll bring us up to $33,700 with what we've paid year to date and what I think we're going to have, which is about breaking down. So a $27,500 transfer would be in order also, if you would.
I make a motion to transfer from the reserve fund $27,500 to cover the unemployment insurance. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, the line that shows below Article 4 on this statement is Article 3 of the reserve fund. You just voted $29,700 out of $50,000. Which leaves a turn back of about $20,300. Also, our budget, we will turn back the $6,500 in the salary. The prior year encumbrances, I believe we had carried the full appropriation for the audit, and I think as it turned out, some of the things that we did helped him save some money. So I think we're going to turn back $3,200 on that. I didn't see any other reason why he's going to bill me for anything for $12,000. And the Northern Data computer system was acquired a couple of years ago. It was a $25,000 appropriation. The software was procured. Training took place, but the PC that it rides on, the computer itself, was never dealt with, nor was the printer. And a lot of our havoc this year has been to do with computers and printer issues more than anything else. So we're in the process of taking delivery of a new, we also have XP, which has no support, which is causing other problems as well. So we're upgrading a new PC with much higher end capacity and a Windows 8 application that will allow us to not get bounced off the internet and have problems with that. Well, I'm sorry, but we're not buying it to satisfy you.
Right.
We're going to satisfy the gods that we need
Jenny
to satisfy. Well, anyway, that's going to be expended out, and what I'm showing you on this is I believe we're going to turn back about $11,000. We don't need any more software or hardware or anything else. So we'll have our printer. I believe that we were asked to also include a copy capacity, so the printer will be able to do copy, I think, for Tony and I have to run downstairs. But other than that, this budget will be turning back over $20,000 with the $20,000 from the reserve fund. It's in excess of $40,000. So in effect, with the transfers, other than the fact that you covered salary down below, the unemployment is the only thing that really cracked the egg this year. And when all is said and done, the turn backs will be pretty equal to what the reserve fund began with. We'll be out about maybe $10,000 net. So finance department is very mature. Everything in there is pretty well hard calculated. I think we're in good shape. I think you're going to see that turn back, the reserve fund turn back. Fire department is currently sitting on just shy of a $250,000. When I fully encumber their one capital item. So the turn back there is going to be substantive. The water department, we were going to ask for a transfer for their salaries because they underfunded their salaries, but several of the employees have terminated, so we don't believe the water department salaries are at risk anymore. They're currently showing about $12,000 to get them through the back end. And then their operating budget's never been at risk, so they're currently showing about $126,000, another eighth or half of what the fire department is. Freedom Hall is looking like it's okay. On the budget side, we'll deal with the articles. Streetlights, I believe we need to encumber some street lights because I believe we have underpaid Siemens about 5 invoices from what I can determine. So you'll see I've got a 3225 encumbrance there. It's basically to cover these Siemens. They've been notoriously bad billing us, and all of my clients, not just Katuit. So I think we will, if we don't get those invoices in before we run our last warrant, we'll encumber it enough to make sure that that budget closes out clean. Library is zeroed out. Debt service, we get the $350 that we budgeted for temporary interest we never needed to use. Health benefits, I've analyzed them. I am speaking my normal voice, okay? I will try, but I am not going to be... Well, yeah, and you know what? It's not my fault. I'm a human being. I talk normal. Well,
please.
You need to be recognized by the chair for number one, okay? I will talk as loud as I must. All right, I will. How's that? Yeah. I will speak as loud as
please.
I must. Don't thank me. I don't need your thanks. I guess I'm done. Excuse me. I was speaking about the benefits budget before I was rudely interrupted. The appearance is that there were 11 invoices for that fiscal year. I again believe that the historical deficiency was that we pay the July cost out of the June prior year budget. So we have budgeted 12 months for 15. We will pay the July costs out of the 15 budget. And to the best of my knowledge, we've paid the 12 prior. So there's a good-sized turnback in that budget because we only paid 11 invoices. The transfers are all zero. We transferred what was appropriated. And the articles are still pending, as I have said before. So you have a very good synopsis of every line item, every budget for fiscal 14. The two transfers we have voted put us in good shape coming out of the year, and it would appear we will have a substantial amount of unexpended expenditures that were budgeted to turn back at the end of the year. And that would conclude the fiscal 14 report. As far as 15 goes, we haven't started yet, but we will have a warrant for you to sign that will be dated July 1 that will take care of the retirement assessment, the insurances that are due July 1, and the cost of benefits that are due July 1. And those will be done in such a way that they will be able to be signed, the warrant, the checks mailed, and arrived to the proper vendors for July 1. So we have a perfectly set up first warrant for fiscal 15, and we have a very well balanced and accounted for 14. And I would say this is the first time that the Prudential Committee has ever seen anything like this in June relative to the year coming to the end. So as much as I might not speak loud, I certainly do my work when I need it done and delivered, unlike previous employees. And just to set the record straight, those who seem to think that I'm an employee of this district need to learn that I am not. I'm an independent contractor that works for a corporation that has a contract with this district to provide professional services. And that's it. So I think that should clear up any questions that people had that want to complain about how I get paid or what I'm getting done. And I will present to you the amount I have written off for the excess hours I have provided the district because there was a very poor job done of disclosing how detrimental the prior employee was to this district and how badly in the hole this district was. Not only 11 was undone when I came in mid-year 13, 12 was undone, and 13 was not even touched. So I have cleaned up 11, 12, 13's in audit, 14 is in good order coming out of this month, and 15 will begin on time. And I think that is the best report that I can give you. I also don't believe that you will see me at most meetings going forward of this board, because if people think that my soft-spokenness is a deliberate attempt to violate the open meeting laws, then you're better off without me here. I will communicate to the board and the chair through emails with my reports, and you won't need me here to whisper, as one individual calls me, whisper jet. I will not be attending your meeting, so you don't have complaints to the Attorney General about a board because a contractor isn't speaking loud enough. So I think we'll solve the problem with the lack of sound by not coming. If you need me, I'll be happy to come, but otherwise, I don't think it's a prudent use of my time. And when you see how much I've written off because I've given you more than I'm supposed to, then you'll understand why I can't stand people who want to complain and allege improprieties on my part when I am donating thousands, tens of thousands of dollars of my time to this district since I got here. And I will not donate any more. Fiscal 15 will be my last year. I will not bid any more to do any more work for this district. So I'll put you on notice now that about 6 months from now, you need to start looking for somebody to do what my company does, because I will never subject my company to what it's been subjected to by residents of this district going forward. Thank you. I will stay for your executive
comments,
session.
Amy, no questions. No questions.
Can I ask a question?
You may ask a question.
Mike, I just, out of curiosity, with computer equipment, do you buy that on a state contract, or do you just have some other source that you use for this?
We are buying it from the company that services the equipment. It's okay. Below $5,000.
Yeah.
So we're not going to go looking for a problem. We know who services us now. We're going to give them the business, and they will continue to service us.
That's fine. I was just curious.
And I just want to say to Mr. Daly that those of us who have been on the board or attending meetings since he took over are fully aware of what he had to deal with when he came in. We've not talked about it very much in public. I came very close at the district meeting. I understand that you have a great deal of respect, some of you, for the former treasurer. I worked with her for many years, and she did a good job. However, in the last several years, I understand she had some serious illness. I don't know whether that was the cause. I don't know what it was. But she had certainly let things go. She did not keep up with all the laws. And she just was no longer doing a good job. And we owe Mr. Daly such a big vote of thanks for what he has done for us.
I thoroughly agree. And
as do I.
And I'm very distressed to hear that you won't be continuing on with us.
Nope. I'm sorry, but the public has treated me with too much. It's just not tolerable.
Yes.
I would be going now if I had been smart enough. I would have escaped, and I'd be gone.
Yeah. Well, I'm very sorry.
Well, it's not your fault, but I don't have to do this. And I'm not going to subject myself to any more from what's coming at me for the last 13, 16 months. So.
All right. I'm going to make a motion that the committee go into executive session to consider the purchase, exchange, lease, or value of real property, the discussion of which in open session may have a detrimental effect on the negotiating position of the public body, and not to reconvene in open session. May I have a second?
Second.
So roll call vote.
Mark Wallace, aye.
Laurie Hadley, aye.
Fran Parks, aye. Okay, I'm calling to order the executive session. of Tuitt Fire District, Potential Committee, June 23rd, 2014. The purpose of the executive session is to consider the purchase, exchange, lease, or value of real property, the discussion of which in open session may have a detrimental effect on the negotiating position of the public body, and we will not be reconvening in open session. We've asked the treasurer to be here so that we could discuss our options for funding this proposal.
No, I do not.
Well, it might not be in the record loud enough.
So, the property to the south of the fire station, which is the old Nickerson Plumbing Building, is for sale for $316,000 at the moment. And we are in the considering purchasing.
So, as I'm moving to the fire station, the property immediately to the right?
To the right, yeah. So, we're considering.